Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The pressure is on at Tonawanda Coke.
What is going to be that tipping point that causes somebody to say, you know what, that's enough. You guys are getting shut down. You're no longer allowed to operate.
It's like a bridge that is deficient. You don't continue to have people drive over the bridge while you're trying to figure out what's wrong with it. You shut the bridge down, and then you get the assessment. And when it's truly safe for people, then you go again.
No, I want to shut it down. They have violated the law over and over and over again.
A clear call from community leaders to cease operations at Tonawanda Coke. I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. For years, there has been concern about environmental and safety issues at Tonawanda Coke, and those issues were to be addressed in federal court Tuesday this week. And the night before, coincidentally, emergency responders were summoned to the massive facility along the Niagara River after it was reported there may be a fire burning out of control. It appears there was mass confusion as a result of a power outage at the plant and an inability to process their waste in their usual manner. What exactly happened at Tonawanda Coke Labor Day night?
What we've been able to glean from information that we've obtained from sources associated with first responders and otherwise, as the power loss affected the control of the dampers on the coke ovens.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar summoned a quick investigation.
Without the ability to control the dampers, the fire grew with excess gases that were available at the coke ovens. So there was not, in effect, a controlled burn, but there was a fire that was, I wouldn't say raging, but there was a fire that was occurring at the Tonawanda Coke site. As a result of the lack of power on the facility, their inability to control the dampers on the coke ovens. Due to the gas buildup, the fire actually grew. When a nearby fire department chief from the Sheridan Park Fire Department showed up because he saw the large glow from their fire station, the chief went to investigate, determine what was going on, and was stopped at the gate by a security guard who said that they were not allowed to be in and had to talk to a manager before that they could allow them to enter the site. The guard told the fire chief to wait for the manager, and the fire chief had no ability at that point to enter the site. And by the time they came with the manager, a high lift was actually driven and parked in front of the chief's vehicle to block his ability and other first responders' ability to enter the site. Eventually, the Tonawanda Fire Departments were granted access to the site. And at some time during that period, an employee who was not on site was brought to the site. The employee had the ability to activate backup generators on the site, which did not activate when the power was initially lost. Once the backup generators were activated, it appears that they were able to restore power to the plant, close the dampers on the coke ovens, which then allowed them to control what fire there was and put it out. So I believe, based on the information that we've received from our Department of Emergency Service personnel, that this was not, as Tonawanda Coke said, a controlled burn, but was in effect a fire that thankfully did not rage out of control. Does not appear that there was any significant damage at the Tonawanda Coke site, but I am very concerned and very distressed about Tonawanda Coke's failure to let emergency responders on site.
As Polenkar's was investigating what happened Monday, Tonawanda Coke officials were before Federal Judge William Scretney answering to charges about safety and environmental concerns. Both parties due back in court Monday. Now, political and community leaders are all reacting, mostly calling for the company to shut down.
Tonawanda Coke's been something that I've been fighting for the last 12 years. And
City of Tonawanda Mayor Rick Davis.
Back in 2007, I worked with Jackie James Creedon to install a air monitoring station, actually two houses down from where my house is, that continuously monitors air samples that come across. With the prevailing wind direction, the winds from the southwest do carry the exhaust from Tonawanda Coke over the city of Tonawanda and Grand Island. I worked with the EPA to extend those air monitoring stations past the year and a half that they were supposed to be there, and they're still there to this day. I assisted Jackie on the soil testing that is currently underway both in the city, the town, Kenmore, and Grand Island. And unfortunately, I can't be there today for the first day of hearings on this, but I think most of us are pretty unified behind the fact that Tonawanda Coke needs to close. Not only that, but they need to pay for the cleanup of the years of contamination, whether it's air contamination, soil contamination, or water contamination that have occurred at that plant. Every time I hear about something happening there, I think, what's next? What is going to be that tipping point that causes somebody to say, you know what, that's enough. You guys are getting shut down. You're no longer allowed to operate. I'm curious to know when we will get to that point. I'm hoping last night is. We'll find out.
It's another chapter in this whole long book of the community versus Tonawanda Coke.
That's Jackie James Creedon, community leader, who won't be happy unless operations at Tonawanda Coke shut down.
We want them to shut down until they can clean up their act. Last night was horrendous. The fire, it was had nothing to do or with the opacity violations that Tonawanda Coke was talking about today. That was an emergency situation. Not only that, is that the first responders were not allowed on site. That is really concerning to us as a community as well. Not only the community, the workers as well. So
what do you think about the company's argument that, well, we are making repairs and we got to consult it and all this sort of stuff?
Well, I think that prosecuting attorney Aaron Mango answered that beautifully, and he gave an example of, hey, listen, you know, this was supposed to happen a couple years ago, and it is 2018, and this still hasn't been done. So, you know, how important is it to you, really? I guess maybe you'll do something now, but does it really have to come down to, you know, being in front of Judge Scrutiny for some action? What it comes down to is we as a community do not trust this company. We gave them a chance. We gave them a second chance. We do not trust them. We want them shut their doors. As a community, we need to come together and envision what our community is going to be like. So it will be a lot cleaner, number one, and we will be under a lot less stress. The amount of psychological damage that this is putting on our community is overwhelming. We don't know from one day to the next, you know, what's going to happen with this community. Are we going to be breathing in noxious benzene-laced air again? We don't want it. We shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to live in this fear.
Two politicians sat in federal court Tuesday and watched the legal wrangling unfold. New York State Senator Chris Jacobs among them.
They have a chance, what would be great if they would not have to have a judge or lawsuits do it, that they say if we want to be shown to be a real true community member here and care, we have a problem. We need to shut down operations until it's fixed. It's like a bridge that is deficient. You don't continue to have people drive over the bridge while you're trying to figure out what's wrong with it. You shut the bridge down and then you get the assessment, and when it's truly safe for people, then you go again. They're not doing that, and until they do, they will not have credibility in this community. They will not get community trust, and I think inevitably they're going to lose in the court.
It's got to end, and we can't let it go on anymore.
Nathan McMurray is neighboring Grand Island town supervisor and Democratic congressional candidate.
Now, I've been fighting this since the first day I was in office. One of the first things I did They say, we need to figure out what's going on with air quality on Grand Island. And the fact that we are here years later, after all these continual violations, and talking about ways they get to fix their problems, giving them another chance, it doesn't make any sense. We should be angry. We should be angry at the spokesman who just ran out of here. He ran out of here, he wouldn't look at you, he wouldn't talk to you guys. He called me reckless, because I'm calling attention to the things they're doing. They're reckless. Make no mistake, they are making money on your health. Think about it, they use forklifts, allegedly, to block the wind for firefighters. I was there. There was truck after truck after truck lined up, blocked, like, ready to go and help. Why do you think they wouldn't let them in? Speculate. I mean, you speculate. Why would you want to keep them out? Why would you want to keep the professionals out? I could see that thing glowing from the Grand Island Bridge. Didn't look normal to me. I've never seen it like that before. And they say this is a routine procedure. Look it, if it was a first time this ever happened, you could trust them. But over and over and over again, they continue to have these problems. It's got to stop. And we have to demand more. We need to fill this courtroom next time they have a date. We need to come here. We need to have everyone from the community here. We need to have a huge presence. We need to say, this isn't just the ravings of the community, you know, an emotional response. It's been years and years and years of negligence and recklessness on behalf of Tonawanda Coke and its ownership. No, I want to shut it down. They have violated the law over and over and over again. If I have too many violations of my driving record, they take away my license. It's time for us to take away their license to operate. They have violated the public trust. And you should be mad. Don't think, oh, well, we got to protect this business. I'm all about protecting business. But businesses should not be allowed to make money on the backs of the community. They're making money on your lives. We're their neighbors. They're supposed to be our partners. They're making money on our lives. Don't think this is normal. Don't think this is the way it's supposed to be. I'm not allowed to make money on your life or your life. We have laws in this country. They're not following the laws. They're making money the easy way by breaking rules and taking advantage of all of us. It's been too long in Western New York we've had these type of problems. Again, I've been fighting this since the first day I was in office. Since I moved back to this area, I said, we need to fight companies like Tonawanda Coke. And we should be outraged. And the attitude they had on the way outside of that courtroom, I wish those cameras were there. The first thing they did is run up to me. You saw it. The first thing they did is run up to me and say, you're reckless. I'm reckless? Because I called you out? Who's reckless? They're reckless.
Tonawanda Coke, back in court Monday, and we will be too. And we're back tomorrow.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.